Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment, your way. Bruce, coming off the loss against the Chicago Blackhawks, I mean, a little bit of a strange situation there with a quick turnaround. Now you focus on Carolina here today. What is your focus here moving into the rest of this road trip?
Well, we just got back to playing our style of hockey, our game. And against Chicago, we certainly did it at times. Other times, you know, we were not strong enough in front of our net. That's the area we always talk about winning the slot battle, so we're going to continue to work on that, our coverage there. You know, managing pucks is against this team. They're quick, they're deer mobile, they'll get up the ice in a hurry if you're not careful. So we've got to make sure that if there's no opportunity to attack, that we play behind them, try to grind them down because they are a good skating team.
I mean, you talk about in front of your net, but also the overall team defense. How have you thought that's been here over the last few weeks?
Well, there's been a lot of high-scoring games. So is that team defense? Is that the situation we're in? Because the other team is playing run and gun, and we're getting into those type of games. We're winning them, so that's a positive. That can't be lost on the group that, you know, we have been able to win those games. Now, you know, as you progress into the year, into April and May, those games tend to go away. So you don't want to, you know, all of a sudden forget how to win the low-scoring game. So we've talked about it, but, I mean, we've said it all along. We play the game that's in front of us, and if a team gets a lead on us, then we got to go chase it down, and there's going to be some goals scored. So at the end of the day, it's a product of, yes, our team defense is a little bit looser than it has been. Part of that's, I assume, in some of those games, our goaltending hasn't been maybe what it was in our streak, our puck management. So there's probably a variety of different things. We're taking a lot of penalties, more than we have before, so we're on the kill more. So part of that is it all goes into the equation, not just the fact that we haven't protected our slot well enough.
One of the areas when you're penalty killing that you've identified when you talk to us is getting the puck 200 feet, getting it out of the zone. Is it a product of execution? Is it a product of, you know, something that has to change that way? How do you see it?
That's one that I hate to do this, but it's on the player to get it down. I mean, there's not a lot of coaching that can go into a clear. You've got to have the composure, pick your spot, recognize how much time you have. Now, we can obviously work on the support away from the puck so that there's outlets, but normally on the kill, when a guy has the puck, his first thought is get it 200 feet down the ice. We're not looking to outlet. It's not 5-on-5. So that part of it, there's certain situations you can, little bumps to the net front forward, you know, from below the goal line when your back's turned up ice. There's situations, yes, we can help each other clear it. So communication is the next thing. You've got to talk and let the guy know how much time is there, what might be available. All those things happen fast, but at the end of the day, the responsibility lies in the player to win the puck battle and get it down the ice, and we just haven't done enough of that lately.
From an individual standpoint, a couple of younger guys excelling right now. Jake DeBrus seems like he's been on his game. He's had his legs, and Matt Grizzlick, a lot of ice time for him, especially against the Chicago Blackhawks.
It's a good matchup for Grizz, a back-to-back. He's got good legs. He had them, so sometimes it takes a little bit to get into the game, find your legs. He had his, so I thought he deserved that. He was good transition plays. That's what you got to do against that team because they're always on the attack. And Jake, yeah, he's really comfortable with Kretch and Nash. I think it's been a good line. They all complement each other. So Jake's feeling it right now, and that's part of the young process. When you're feeling it, you know, get after it, because there'll be times that, you know, as younger guys, we're seeing a bit with Heinen where you're searching for it. So everyone goes through different stages, and right now he's in a good one, and hopefully it doesn't stop, and he keeps producing.
You got Carolina here today. You've talked a little bit about their style of game. They're not an overly physical team. Do you try to be more physical against a team like this to try to slow them down?
No, you want to do that if it's there, but I don't think we're going to go into the game saying we've got to pound them all night. It's more about, listen, we'll have the advantage if the game ends up on the walls. So if we have to rim pucks in the breakout or protect them down low and they're in by, you know, cycling it a little longer, then that's what we got to do. Use our size advantage or our grit and not allow them to use their best advantages with their speed. So that happens on the forecheck. We've got to make sure we're holding up, run a little interference, legal interference, to back them off a little bit. And understand how they forecheck. It's with speed more than physicality. So those are some things we talk about in our breakouts. Through the neutral zone, obviously, they're D-love to join, so our last two forwards up the ice have to be real cognizant that they can't loaf back. They got to get on their horse and make sure they're beating their guy up the ice so he's not involved in the play, because, you know, that's how they generate offense. If we can keep to the outside like that and pick up their trailers, then we shouldn't have too much trouble in our own end.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes are next.